Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
My favorite cleats that I'm going to wear are later this year. It's actually the Rivalry Pack.
Oh.
And so with certain teams, I'm going to wear their colors against them. When we go into a certain stadium, I'll have their team's colors as my cleats and my batting gloves. So it'll be, like I said, like a rivalry pack. I thought that was like just a cool thing that I could do. And so that'll be some of my favorite for this year.
I mean, come on.
What is wrong with him?
That was crazy.
You know, I actually would respect the Nebraska thing more if he just came out yesterday. He's like, listen, Bryce didn't have his best year, but that rivalry pack thing was BS.
The rivalry pack was trash. Chump stuff.
That would have been.
No, you should have said trash.
Yeah, him and I sat down and we talked, and that rivalry pack thing was crap. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, 215-592-9494. A lot to react to here on the Eagles. Hugh Douglas, 2 hours in, you still confident as you were at 10 o'clock?
Yes, I am.
You sound more confident now.
I believe my bird.
There we go. Why didn't you say this at 10?
No, because.
At 10, you're like, yeah, I guess. I got no choice. Man, listen, but I got to win.
The reality of it is, I know what people saw last night, and people aren't going to understand it. But I believe in these birds, man. I believe they're going to get it right. We've seen worse. Who thought that?
Not much worse.
Who thought the Kansas City Chiefs were going to go in and beat Detroit?
It was going so well.
Who thought that? Who thought they were going to do that?
I kind of thought they'd win last week.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah,
I did.
I also took the Chiefs.
Who thought that was going to happen? Actually, all three of us.
I know that was going to happen too. But still, point remains. We are a good darn football team, man, and we need to start acting like it. So get your heads out of your butts.
You're talking about us or the team?
The team.
Okay, yeah, it's not us.
Now let's get ready to go.
Yeah. You made me feel a little bit better there that you're confident about it. Look, do I think they can win this game Sunday? Yes. It feels like a 23-20, 2017, but I don't have confidence. Like, you know, I'm not speaking to the point where I like, oh, they're going to go win this game by double digits. They're way better than Minnesota. They should be. Carson Wentz is the quarterback.
Last week was eye-opening for everybody.
Yes.
But that happens in the NFL times. Yeah, it does. Like, sometimes people are like, hey, man, that ain't the record. I don't
know. When was the last time the Giants beat anyone by 17? I'm not sure how often this happens.
Maybe us in 2023?
Maybe. The fact that Scatterbow, like, he punked the defense.
Here goes Hugh Scatterbow again.
I'm just saying, dog, he did. Am I lying? I mean, I got to keep it a
beat. Unfortunately not.
He punked the defense. That I remember being in games like that where you get embarrassed like that. You can't wait to whoop the next man's ass. And that's what it feels like for this one. You know, you got embarrassed, so now you got to go out and you got to get some get back.
Unless you're the 1-15 Jets.
And then you come back. See that? Why you got to bring up the pass? And then you come back and you get your get back against the Giants when they come here.
Well, that will probably happen. Yeah, that's. But we got a game in between. We got to get this one first.
Yeah, we got to get this one. Yeah.
I mean, look, baby steps here.
Baby steps.
I'll just take the win this time.
Take the dub.
Zero confidence that we're going to feel good after the game.
All right, here's the question. Are we getting to 20 points scored on offense on Sunday? 20 offensive points. We haven't gotten there in 2 weeks.
Hey, butter, dude.
I'm going to say, yeah. I'm going to say Jalen hits him for 30. 30 points.
Why do you do this?
What you mean?
I asked you one thing, and you take it to another level.
Because
Where are you getting 30 points against Brian Flores' defense?
Here's the reality, Joe. Because the unfortunate thing about this is the way we got our ass kicked last week, a 21-17 game is not going to make anybody feel good. Especially when you got the Giants coming to town and they just ran roughshod all over us, yeah. Right? So you have to go out. This is almost like a statement game. Because there's a lot of questions. Like, those questions are bubbling now. Mm. They're bubbling. And the consensus is this. The more Jalen throws the ball, this is not what I believe, because I think, you know, to throw the ball, you just need to put it all together. But in the last two games that we've lost, Jalen's thrown for over 200 yards, right? And the storyline now is the more Jalen throws, the worse this team is.
Well, we're not scoring points.
Yes, yes. So we need to, whether it's Jalen or the defensive coordinator, we need to get this together. And it starts this week against a really tough opponent. A really, really tough opponent. So it has to be something where you can't leave any doubt that, you know, you dominated the Minnesota Vikings in their place.
Yeah, in some ways, this should be the get-right game. It's Carson Wentz, extra time for the Eagles to prepare, the little mini-bye. But doesn't feel like we're ready for the get-right, right? Like
it doesn't, but that's because we don't have all the information. And, we got the boots on the ground guys and ESP and all the other reporters that we have down there. But the Eagles aren't going to show their hand. The fact that – and this is how my mind works, people.
Be careful here.
That whole there's no easy way out – there's no shortcut home being played at practice.
There's no easy way out.
That's a metaphor.
There's no shortcut.
That's a metaphor for what's happening right now. It takes hard work to get back on track. And you had to put in those extra times to get yourself right, because this ain't for the meek. This ain't for the weak-minded. Football is hard. But you know what is? You know what's harder? Life. Living life. But right now we have an opportunity to go out there and right this wrong that was done to us by the New York Giants. And it starts one play at a time, man. One play at a time. One foot ahead of the other.
Brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
That's the Flyers.
And every other metaphor that fits this narrative at this time of day.
All right. Look, I'll leave my word. I have you doing a 180 by the end of the show.
Now you double down.
You lean further in.
I got you bobbing his head. He's like, yeah.
Question is, like, when you think back to Rocky IV when he's driving and he's just a, like, is that Jalen in the car? Is Jalen? Yes. Jalen's Rocky?
Yes.
And he's picturing Drago though. Who's Drago? Is it Wentz?
Oh, it can't be Wentz. It's got to be
Flores.
Brian Flores. Yeah, Flores is pretty tough.
He's been somewhat of a bad guy the last couple, you know.
Brian Flores?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been.
Well, Wentz is like Spider Week.
He's
going to work at his restaurant by the end?
He told on the league a couple years ago.
Yeah.
He tried to throw two under the bus. And then, lo and behold, Tua threw his team under the bus. And then walked it back. Listen, let me say this, man.
Brian Flores, this Tua thing might be a win for
Brian
Flores.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, let me tell you. If you throw your teammates under the bus, you can't walk that back.
No. He blamed the media. It's like how we interpret it. You said everyone's late to the meeting.
That was straight out of the Hugh Douglas playbook.
It totally was.
Listen, if you throw somebody under the bus, dog, you got to be 10 toes down. You got to be willing to back that.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like if you're talking trash to somebody, you got to be willing to back that when they talking about swinging on you.
And they throw
you
hands?
You got to be ready to throw hands, man. You talking trash about somebody. You best be prepared to throw hands.
That team's a mess. Their coach is wearing capris on the sideline. That team, they're a mess.
They gotta get two away from them.
I've never been a fan of capris.
Well, you're a grown man.
I'm a grown-ass man. Who wearing capris?
You can't go to the podium with a 1-4 record and wearing capris. I mean, could you imagine if the coach of the Eagles wore capris to the podium after a loss? This town would lose itself.
It's not a, here. You can't, you, not, not in this city.
Not in this town. No way.
You'd be like, what the hell you got on? What you doing?
Like, this is the head coach of the football team?
Asked the question at the press conference. Coach, what the hell are you wearing?
Man, what you got on capri pants? What are you going
Where
to
Where are
the
rest of your pants, coach? So what the hell is going on? All right, let's go back to the phones here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ron and Mako. What's up, Ron?
You.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
What's up, man?
Yo, Ron. Dude, that was a hell of a pep talk, dude. I mean, I am fired up.
Ron.
I am fired up.
You know what, Ron? I'm believe you.
The sarcasm is coming through the TV.
As soon as I get done taking this nap, I'm going to run through a building, okay?
Thanks a lot, Ron. I appreciate you.
That's all right. Hey, just listen. Joe's having another meltdown panic attack. He does about 6 of them a year just on the air. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what he's like at home?
Is that right? Joe, you have panic attacks?
I'm actually very calm. It's actually your fault. It's you people. You got me all fired up. I don't have these at home. I saved them all for you, Ron.
That's actually valid. As somebody who picks up the phone calls first.
Yeah.
Well, listen, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. You just won a Super Bowl last year.
Just won. Here we go.
Well, we took the pledge. Yeah, this is a new season.
I know it's a new season, but get with reality, okay? how long you been doing what you're doing, Joe?
Wow.
I mean, you're half my age, but you've been doing this a long time.
Do I take the football season off and say we'll get him next year?
Why not the Phillies? Have done it 4 years in a row.
Sorry, what do you got in the
I
Phillies?
Like how you work the Phillies.
I know he's got a lot in the Phillies. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, I mean, Joe, we go way back with this subject, mm-hmm. and you know it. Back when you were in the nighttime, when all 12 of us would call in.
Great memories.
Yeah, it was
taking shots.
Yeah, and I told you, I told you this was the wrong way.
Did he?
I think his phone hung up.
Ron,
I didn't do that. I didn't touch
it
nothing.
Still says he's there.
I didn't
Oh, no.
It.
Hold on. That was on another caller.
Okay. Ron, call back. We'll get you back up.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. I think that might have been on Douglas as well. I'm just saying.
Do I have this button?
Well, so I think you were clicking around and you accidentally clicked him off the air.
I can click him off the air with this?
You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
No, you just verbally hung up on somebody
Are
the
you
other
serious?
Week.
Oh, yeah. You could. You should watch that. I'm going to teach you. Ready?
Oh, I can push the X.
Well,
here's
what I'm going to do.
No,
ready?
No.
Okay.
Let's not start pushing buttons.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I didn't know I could hang up with people.
I'll walk you through it. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
So put your cursor on Derek, click it, and then say, hi, Derek.
Wait a minute, click Derek?
Click Derek, and say, what's up, Derek?
What's up, Derek?
You got to click it.
Click it right there?
Yeah, click it.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
I don't think, I ain't got the,
You got it!
I get it!
Say hi, Derek.
Oh, I hung up on somebody?
No, you put him up. Derek, you're on the air.
I'm here.
Oh, Derek, I picked up the phone.
Man, I didn't know when to say hello, man. I was waiting for the noise.
I might have hung up on you, though.
You did. You hung up on Ron by accident.
Easily.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, my bad. Man. I didn't know I could do that. Because I was just trying to get my computer to come back on.
Yeah, it happens. All right, go ahead, Derek.
Man, you can send Hugh to the bathroom while I'm on the phone, man. I don't want him hanging
Derek, I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to touch it. But, boy, the rest of them folks, y'all should have never let me know.
Yeah, Hugh's got a new toy.
I don't love this.
I'm going to get my point across quick, man. Listen, I got an Eagles point and a Phillies point, right? Which one you want first, Joe?
Whatever you want to go.
Let's go Eagles
Floor
first.
Is yours.
Yeah, go Eagles.
All right, so listen. So this is what I noticed. Like, your angles be real shaky, Joe. Like, you come on here, you're talking about Joe Flacco, right? Beating up and the offensive coordinator. Michael Penix, right,
mm-hmm.
looked like a superstar on Monday night, and Josh Allen didn't. You ain't said nothing, right? You ain't say nothing. You ain't compared nobody to nothing. Well, soon Joe Flacco go out here and have a great game. now you're like, oh, more excuses.
No, no, but hold on. But
I'll never make an excuse about offensive coordinator.
Hold on, but like, you, I didn't say you do, but people do. So I don't understand how the Josh Allen thing.
I've never made that excuse.
Right,
I never will. Right,
I know, but what does Josh Allen have to do with anything? He didn't play well on Monday night.
I'm just saying, like, you give some grace.
No, he never came. He never came up this week. No, but he never came up this week.
Because you didn't bring him up.
Why? How is he germane to the conversation of the Eagles? My point on the Flacco thing is
he comes up a lot, Joe.
Well, but he hasn't come up this week on our show. He hasn't. He does come up a lot, obviously,
because they lost 2 weeks in a row, right? They lost 2 weeks in a row, so it's like, why would you bring up Josh Allen when talking about the Eagles struggle?
I don't know why I bring up Josh Allen.
Too, right?
You know what?
They struggling too.
Let me help you out a little bit, before Hugh makes his point. The reason Flacco came up, number one, is the first NFL game of the week last night, right? Mm-hmm. Number two, we keep hearing, Derek, and this is not you, but we keep hearing the Eagles' offense struggles early in these seasons because Jalen always has a new coordinator. And I said last night, we got to stop that, and it's an indictment on Hurts. It's an indictment on AJ. It's an indictment on Sirianni. Last night, a new quarterback, whether it's Joe Flacco or whoever, Joe Flacco there for 10 days with a new team, moved the ball all over the field. So this whole coordinator thing is an excuse we need to stop. Josh Allen doesn't have a new coordinator. It has nothing to do with him.
Listen, when those callers call in and say that, you should hang up on them, right? But this is my last point with the Eagles. When it comes to Jalen Hurts, right, he's always, to certain people, he's like not a good quarterback. Like the Eagles, in spite of I hear Kyle say it, right? So at some point, right, if you don't believe in someone, when are you going to stop believing in them? Like you clearly say every week that the Eagles won Super Bowl not because of Jalen Hurts, right? They were 30th in pass rank last year. They're 30th in pass rank this year, so there's a lot of consistencies in your argument, right?
Right.
So
do you think he was the biggest reason they won the Super Bowl?
No, but I also think that the quarterback, if you touch the ball every play, it's showing this year that if the quarterback who touches the ball every play, he has to have some influence on the outcome of the game.
Of course, he does.
So with Saquon Barkley, right? Saquon Barkley had a year that a lot of players will never have, right?
Yep.
And we're letting him off the hook, and he hasn't done anything this year, right? Because why? So I guess you could say the O-line fell off, they're banged up, yada, yada, yada. But I just feel like with the Eagles, like, they have a lot more problems than just Hurts not playing well. Like
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, real quick with the Phillies, right? Just real quick. With Bryce Harper, right? The boy, what's his name, Dombrowski?
Mm-hmm.
He, like, people get asked questions all the time, right? Like, Nick Sirianni's press conferences, he never answers, like, a straight answer. He just long talks. Dave Dombrowski was given straight-up answers, right? How do you feel about this? He's telling us exactly what you want to hear, right? But I feel like with Bryce Harper, it's like, you can't say nothing bad. The same way we got Jalen, whatever you want to call him, the Bryce Harper people is just the same, if not worse. And Bryce Harper has not delivered nothing yet, right? He has not delivered. The Phillies, for me, they get me so hyped up for the last 4 years, right? And then in the playoffs, they crumble. So Dave Dombrowski was just letting us know, like, I don't know what Bryce Harper get ready to be. But it's like people call in, and they're just like, oh, he shouldn't have said that. He's being honest, man.
Okay, so Derek, I appreciate where you come from on it, and I agree. It, like, the spirit of what he said, you're right. He's right. Bryce Harper was not elite this year. He's declined. All true, all completely true. Do you think Howie would say that about Jalen?
Well, Howie Roseman and the Eagles, though, they don't really tell us nothing. Like, we have all these beat writers and people that's in the locker room all the time. None of us never really know what's going on with the Eagles.
You're right.
Right?
Well, we're
trying to figure out. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We're all trying to figure out, like, what's going on with Hurts and AJ and this and that. Because the Eagles, they keep all their stuff inside with the Eagles. But I like what Dombrowski said. I like what Rob Thompson said. And the players have to be held a lot more accountable than Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson. They're not in the batter's box.
Well, they're not. No, Derek, that they are not. The players win and lose the games. Derek, we appreciate the phone
call. Good
call,
Derek.
Yeah. He brought a lot to the table there. As far as the Allen thing goes, Josh Allen didn't play well last Monday night.
He didn't.
The Bills have played like crap for two straight weeks. That's why they lost two straight games.
And part of that, though, D, is, too, that it's the last game that we saw. Getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, but I hear what you're saying, but that's how it is. That's how football fans are. That's why when I was watching the game last night, I was like, yeah. This is going to be a talking point because I knew people would want to talk about it. I even had some friends of mine text me this morning and before we even did the show, Joe, and make the comparison to, hey, well, yeah, you know, the Jalen haters are going to come out today because of what Flacco did, because we all see it. The new week is about to start, and you got this old-ass dude that came out there, and you see Ja'Marr Chase, and to be fair, Ja'Marr Chase – and A.J. Brown are contemporaries.
They are considered two of the better receivers in the league.
And you see what Ja'Marr is doing, and you're like, damn. And I'm pretty sure A.J. is looking at that like, damn.
Yeah.
Why can't I do that? You know, he might not be as fast as Ja'Marr, but physically, he could do all the stuff that Ja'Marr does.
Well, yeah, it just looked so easy last night to get Ja'Marr the ball.
Yeah, it was pitch and catch.
Perfect way to describe it. And it feels so hard for us to get the ball to our guys and have them run and make big plays. The offense has been hard to get going. That's the reality of where this team has been the entire season. And few callers today have brought up the offensive line, including Derek. Everyone's totally right. The offensive line has taken a step back this year. They're not as good. They are not. And they've got to be better. It all has to be better. But you look at the names on paper on the offense, and it's like, come on. Like, we got to score more than 17 points. That kind of stuff is just not going to work here. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on all of this? You're taking all these topics. Confident in an Eagles bounce back on Sunday? Hugh Douglas is. He gave us the no easy way out. I mean, you brought it this segment.
No,
here, I gotta
no
say.
Shortcut.
None.
And I learned how to hang up on folks.
That's a problem. Including hanging up on Ron for no damn reason.
I didn't mean to hang up on Ron.
Maybe Ron's best call ever.
I did not mean to hang up.
All right, we'll get back to Ron. All right, your phone calls on this. Plus, Dombrowski and Bryce Harper, appropriate or out of line, where do you come down with what was said yesterday? Plus, we want to get to something Dave said about two other players and some recent reports on them. Are they coming back? Are they not? We'll get to that. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Guess the takes later on, you people. And, of course, the same game parlay for the Eagles and Vikings. All to come on the Midday Show. Sports
I didn't do that on the air. I turned the mic off when I did it.
We could hear it across the
screen. We will revisit. You know you can yawn silently, right?
No, I couldn't. That was a good yawn.
Midday Show. Sports
a good yawn.
94 WIP. NFL.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, it's Jonah Cameron, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.